Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
That's right. There's a horse in the studio.
Ah, get out of here.
Over the river and through. No, it's taking us to grandmother's house. Why would you kick it out of the studio?
I forgot that was a Thanksgiving song.
That is a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, yeah.
On a day where we are celebrating a little bit of a Wednesday, kind of skipping over Thursday.
Aww.
And for most people, today is their Friday.
Truly feels like a Friday.
That's how we're approaching it. We're getting ready for a game day on Friday, Black Friday Hawkeye football taking on Nebraska. Under the lights, 6:30 NBC televised. Iowa State, by the way, playing Kansas State in another night game. So I believe that'll be 7 of the 12 games Iowa State played, or maybe 8, I've lost count, under the lights. That's coming up Saturday night, Jack Trice. That'll be on Fox.
Wow.
I know.
Another
one.
Another night game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Respect.
As soon as the clock strikes 1 o'clock here, you and I are going to turn into pumpkins and go home for the long weekend.
I knew you were going to say pumpkin. That's just adding to my panic.
So here's my question was, what do you have to do the moment we're at the door today?
That's my worry, is I am suddenly panicked because I know I'm bringing sweet potatoes, but I can't remember if I'm supposed to make a pumpkin pie. And if so, I definitely didn't get the stuff to make it.
This is not the cherry pie family. This is a different event.
No, this is a different event.
Okay.
This is a different Thanksgiving. And I remember I offered to make the pumpkin pie, but I can't remember if it was acquiesced and it was like, sure, bring the pumpkin pie. Or if it was like, nah, that's covered.
Or unacquiesced.
Yeah, because I love pumpkin pie. And I remember I was like, hey, I would love to make it, but I can't remember.
What's the problem if you just happen to have two that day?
There is no problem.
There's
You're
no
right.
problem.
There's no problem.
You the pr- only problem is you have to go fight the crowds to get the pumpkin pie.
Pie's the limit.
Ingredients. Pie is the limit.
Pie's the limit.
Yeah. What? Bring it. No
okay.
matter what, bring it.
You're right. You're right.
You just got to cost benefit that thing. And the cost is zero. The cost is having to go grocery shopping today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The benefit is up to 2 pies.
There could be as many as 2 pies
yes.
at my Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there we go.
There's not going to be any other pies, just yours?
No, there'll be other pies.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's more pie.
There'll be more pie.
Are you kidding?
But I was like, I don't want to be the reason there's no pumpkin pie. You know what? You know, like, on Thanksgiving, there has to be pumpkin pie.
How long's the drive from where you're going to your house?
45 minutes.
Okay. Even if you do or do not need this extra pie, will you please promise me you'll have car pie on the way back to your house?
Genius.
Thank you.
Genius!
Yeah. Tell the kids, everybody grab a Solo cup and a plastic fork.
Kids!
Put pie in it.
Car pie.
Car pie. Get in there and enjoy your car pie.
I think I'm going to have to do car pie the way there, because car pie the way back, I'll be full, so.
That, you're never too full for car pie. Pregame it.
Pregame it
yeah.
all the way.
Why not?
Car pie on the way there.
Car pie that.
Mm.
Car pie the car pie dam.
Yeah. Car pie the dam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, I want some car pie now.
Well, we don't have any pie. Somebody's bringing pie to potluck day today.
They are?
Yeah, I saw that on the sheet.
Oh, see, I haven't inspected it as closely as you have.
Oh, I kept an eye on every, because I didn't really have anything. And we've been planning on hosting Thanksgiving. We just didn't have a time to make something.
We're doing a nice grazing day here.
It's a graze day.
It's like the feasting days.
For sure.
The feasting days of Thanksgiving.
It's going to feel like that all day today, all day tomorrow, and then the entire weekend. Just leftover, leftover, leftover,
eat,
leftover.
Eat.
It's going to be good stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. And this is a very strange story. But it's coming directly from Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. He may be related to comedian Bill Burr. Billy Corgan thinks he and Bill Burr potentially could be brothers.
They do look alike.
If you think, yeah, if your mind's eye can picture both men, they do look very similar. I'll tell you why he thinks they could be brothers coming up in Z's Sleaze. And we already had the Collins Dictionary, the British Dictionary's Word of the Year, and
right.
theirs was brat.
Mm-hmm.
Totally makes sense. But I'm very excited to announce Dictionary.com's Word of the Year.
Okay.
They say their 2024 Word of the Year is demure. Demure, which became very popular on TikTok because of one person.
I would hope Mindful was a close second. Demure.
Demure. Brat was a viral sensation too, of course. Brain Rot, another good one. But Demure was that was a fun couple of weeks of Demure.
I prefer Dictionary.com's final big word to that Brat.
We had so much fun.
Yes.
We had so much fun with
because that spawned more and more and more TikToks, not only from this performer, but from other people too. Copying it, right?
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of do what he did.
Here you go. Did. Here you go, dictionary.com.
Demure.
You're here. Demure.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm feeling excited. You know, it's a short work week.
Yeah.
Got a food holiday coming up tomorrow. Friends and family. I got all of the shopping done minus one item yesterday. Can't find mustard seed.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
And it doesn't look like it's been picked over. It just doesn't look like it's readily available this year.
Can you get it like as a mustard or you just need the seed?
I need the seed.
Just the seed.
If I was to just obtain a mustard, where would I find a mustard?
Like a stone ground mustard.
I need the seed. I can't be powder. I need a seeded.
No. Like a.
Oh, and then just take the seeds out of it?
Yeah.
I didn't even
then
consider
just wash,
that.
Wash
I'm
the
not
sauce
doing that.
Off.
I am not. There is no, I am not panhandling mustard to get the mustard.
Into mustard? Yeah. I've got some ideas.
What am I look
Would
like?
Would you like to wash mustard?
A man from 1849 in California?
All you need
I
is a strainer.
I'm just going to look for some mustard seed.
I've got some stone ground mustard. We could just the mustard into a strainer.
And then I got to have a little bit of a stream.
I'm not saying it'll work. I'm just saying I'm willing to do it.
You want me to panhandle for some mustard seed?
I want to see if it would work.
Oh, God. Well, I'll tell you this. While I didn't see any mustard seed, something else caught my eye while I was doing all of my shopping yesterday. Maybe you were aware of this, but I had no idea. They have half pies.
What?
Yes. So
wait, I knew about the hand pies.
They have half pies. That's it. That's all the pie you get.
Wait.
They made a pie and they cut it in half and they sell you two halves. They have half pies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
That is a really, really great idea.
I was impressed with that area of the bakery.
I can only eat half the pie, or I want a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yep. So that way you can bring a variety of pies to your Thanksgiving or serve them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have a full-size pie. They have half pies at Hy-Vee.
That is so great.
Boggled my mind. Yeah. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, how smart is that?
Yeah.
But no.
No mustard seed. I'm going to have to get out my little sieve.
Old prospector's
and go up to the creek in the mountains and see if I can find some mustard seed. Oh, no, it's fool's mustard seed. It's not real mustard seed.
I want to send you prospecting for mustard seeds.
Oh, where are my bib overalls?
I do have stone ground mustard. If you want,
I'm happy you do.
If you want to wash the
the
you're
must,
welcome to it.
If I want to wash the must
I don't
from
know
the
what
mustard
the,
seed,
what the must is.
I don't know what that part is. The mustard seed.
What the rest of the must is.
Sure could, though.
You are welcome to the seeds
in
my stone ground mustard.
If it works, though, I need the whole bottle.
Okay.
Okay?
Get out the bottle back.
I don't know how many squirts of regular mustard get me mustard seed.
I know.
While I'm panhandling.
Oh,
I've had one. Tad a seed.
Weirdly, you have the beard for panhandling.
I look like a panhandler.
Oh, my gosh. So on point. Oh, I'm going to have to draw a cat eye sharp enough to kill a man because I...
Wait, what phrase did you just say?
Taylor Swift, baby. Taylor Swift is drawing me out for Black Friday. My kids want that Black Friday Taylor Swift set that is going on exclusively at Target.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's got the Eras Tour book that's going to be out, and then the vinyl Tortured Poets Department.
You are a record player house.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And they are aware that there's going to be, you know, some exclusive tracks that are only going to be available on that vinyl. So they need it. And they want it. And they're both Swifties and they've got to have it. Now, you can get it online Saturday. But on Black Friday,
yeah,
it's available then in store.
Starting at what time in the morning?
7 a.m.
What time would you line up?
Well, you'd have to get there sometime before that, don't you think? I don't know. I'm not a Black Friday shopper.
Have you ever Black Friday'd before?
I have, but not like competitively, more as a spectator. I don't know. I've never had to like hurt anybody to get something like as valuable as that. And I just have a feeling that that's going to be a big ticket item.
Show me some elbow throws here.
Do you think I have what it takes as a lady who just went to the chiropractor like 5 times in the last week to get what I need to make my children happy?
Do you feel fit?
No.
We're off to a great start.
In no way do I feel physically.
Do you feel confident? Do you really want to do this?
I've got a lot.
Get in there, Rock.
I'm going to try.
Left hand Taylor, right hand Swift. Get in there.
Can I just Instacart it something?
About 3:30 yesterday afternoon, Cedar Rapids Fire Department called to Ingredion, the corn processing plant, for the report of an industrial fire. Firefighters and plant personnel located a heat source, but it's not directly accessible. So as of yesterday evening, efforts were still underway to mitigate and extinguish the fire using on-site equipment.
What do you mean it's not directly accessible?
Like it's got to be somewhere in the plant where people don't go, but enough that the heat it's giving off caused the alarm to go off. I was just on the Facebook page for the fire department because that's where they said to keep checking for updates. And their last post was at 8:30 last night, which is when I got this news release. So as far as we know, that is still being taken care of and being fought at the plant. Police had just released more information about a dump truck-sized trailer that came loose from a tow truck. This was in Atlantic, Iowa, Monday night. So the police department says the trailer unhitched itself somehow from what was hauling it. It was parked uphill. So then now it turns into a Roadrunner Coyote episode.
No.
It rolls backwards downhill, hits a parked SUV, then hits a car, then hits a light pole, then lands in a house and caused a gas leak.
No.
All in the same moment of this thing just working its way down a hill. The home's residents safely evacuated, no injuries, $27,000, and they're still counting right now as far as the damage report for a runaway trailer. In Atlantic, Iowa. This happened Monday, but they're still counting and picking up all the pieces to see exactly how much damage was done on Monday night. It's a Wednesday, but we got a Hawkeye football game on a Friday, and nobody's here tomorrow, so let's talk about the kid captain. 12-year-old Lucas Hazen from Muscatine, our final kid captain for Iowa-Nebraska Friday night. Lucas was a fighter. Even in the womb, prenatal ultrasounds detected multiple brain bleeds. He was born prematurely at 34 weeks, transferred to the University of Iowa Healthcare Stead Family Children's Hospital. He's been diagnosed with cerebral palsy, regularly returns to the hospital for checkups, but he is your typical sixth grader. He loves swimming, he loves music, he loves art, and he has selected the song I think is the best selection for The Wave, When We Wave. And even if it's just one person in the stadium waving, because it's going to be cold, at least you know that it's coming from the right place in the heart, right?
Okay, do we know... Last time this song was selected, Dallas came all the way from Nashville, drove like overnight. He had a gig. He drove. He met with the kid and the family.
Do you want me to text him right now?
Text him.
It's 6:30 right now. Do I text Dallas Jacobus at 6:30?
Maybe it's on silent mode. I don't know. Yeah.
We're going into the biggest bar night in the world tonight. I'm guessing he's got a gig, but he did last time too.
Yeah, but so, he might appreciate it.
Let's wait till 7. I will text Dallas Jacobus.
That's more appropriate.
I think it's a little bit more polite. I still want to be friends with this guy.
Right.
I'm still waiting for him to hit it jelly roll big, and then I'm invited to the CMAs. That is my long-term plan with Dallas Jacobus. Or at a minimum, he's playing a bar in Nashville and I could get in for free.
Yeah.
That's my second tier plan.
Okay.
Both are great plans, but do absolutely not make the man mad at 6:36 in the morning on a Wednesday prior to a holiday.
7 o'clock.
I think 7.
You're fine.
I think more of the world is awake at 7 than at 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's fair.
Hey, but it's a holiday, a family holiday. Maybe he's coming home.
Let's see. He could also be on the road. We don't know. So I'll find the appropriate time to text Dallas Jacobus and see if he's going to be at the game on Friday.
That's exciting.
We Wave, that is your Wave song, as selected by your kid captain. That is Lucas Hazen from Muscatine.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, this is interesting. Could Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins and comedian Bill Burr be half brothers? Billy Corgan's stepmom thinks it's possible. Billy Corgan was on Howie Mandel's podcast yesterday, and he was sharing this story that he's never told anyone before. And basically, it goes like this.
So Billy Corgan's biological father,
yes,
and potentially Bill Burr's dad, was a traveling musician.
Yeah.
And Johnny Appleseeded the world.
Yeah.
And we got two Bills.
Yeah. Billy Corgan says that they're similar in age, and when Billy Corgan turned 18, his dad told him that he has a half-brother named Bill. Not to mention, his stepmom thinks his dad has a total of like 12 illegitimate children.
Whoa!
Yeah!
That's Nick Cannon action.
I know! And Billy is like, I don't know if I, you know, if I believe that this is like 10 years ago that his dad told him this. It's just one of those things. Maybe we also are just two people that just look like, I don't know.
Come on, guys. You're in a business where you've got people who know each other.
And there's DNA testing available.
And 23andMe, that thing.
Readily available.
Just figure it out.
Let's figure it out, shall we? Come on. Take the test. Okay, this year is actually the 100th anniversary of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's exciting.
That is super exciting.
I so look forward to watching this every year.
I do too.
Broadway stuff at the beginning, the new floats, the bad lip syncing, all of it.
It's all so classic, so iconic, right?
Al Roker making bad food puns.
Always.
Always.
There are certain things you come to expect from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but the first one in 1924 was different. There were floats, and there were professional bands, but there were also live animals that they borrowed from the Central Park Zoo.
And they walked the animals down the street?
Yeah.
Like a giraffe?
That sounds awesome. Why don't we do that?
Guys, let's walk a lion. No, listen. Listen, the kids will love it. It's almost the Depression. This will put a smile on their faces.
Sounds super exciting. They added the character balloons 3 years later in like 1927. The first was Felix the Cat. Thanks to the parade, Macy's is the second largest consumer of helium in the world.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Only the U.S. government consumes more.
Oh, I thought it was the Z102.9 booth at the farmer's market and all of our balloons.
You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong. There is only one character who has appeared in the parade more than any other.
Snoopy?
Snoopy.
Thank you.
Yes, correct. The singers on the floats always have to lip sync, no matter how good of a performer
totally
you
get
are. It's the sound quality that they're able to provide for the performers, it's never consistent, so you have to lip sync every time. There was once a dream of a movie about Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it was about the oversized balloons coming to life, but nothing ever came of it.
I feel like we're in a technological age now where you can make that happen.
Yes.
Easily.
Easily.
Hollywood.
Yep. The parade is tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. our time. Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Al Roker of the Today Show are the hosts. And it's looking like it's going to be a wet day in New York City tomorrow, but it will happen rain or shine. They're thinking that their strong winds will keep the balloons grounded.
Yeah, wind's the problem.
But the forecast looks like it's probably going to be okay.
Okay.
So
just drizzly wet.
Drizzly wet should be okay. Okay, now Thanksgiving plans for famous people, at least for Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was recently asked about his plans, and he said although his good friend Martha Stewart recently gave him a ton of complicated recipes, Snoop's plans are keeping it basic.
Is he smoking a turkey?
He did not say how he's preparing it, but he is just
They're a traditional turkey family?
He says he's keeping it real basic with the old turkey, the ham, the stuffing, and the dressing. He didn't say whether or not he does the cooking or who does the cooking, but the thing that he's most looking forward to is hanging out with his grandchildren. He's got between 9 and 12 grandchildren.
He doesn't know the number?
I don't know why he says between 9 and 12. You don't know how many kids there are, but he is planning something big for the kids. This Thanksgiving, he is going to be in character. He says he's going to put on a costume and dress up. He is not going to be Pawpaw. He is going to be in character all day as Buzz Lightyear. You could be Snoop Dogg all day.
I like, though, he's doing it for his 9 to 12 grandkids.
Somewhere between 9 and 12 grandkids are going to be enjoying Buzz Lightyear, not Papa Snoop Dogg.
9 to 12.
Somewhere around 9, possibly 12.
Did he just stop counting at 9?
I don't know.
And or he's like, I think it's less than 13, so bad 9 to 12.
Or is it like, we have 12, but I don't know if like only 9 are going to show
up. That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe it's like a matter of like who's coming. I haven't seen the RSVPs. I hope it's that.
But Papa dressed up as
I love that
Buzz?
Somebody
love
calls
it.
Snoop Dogg Papa. That's funny. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
We bring on Trooper Bob. Good morning, sir, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
It's got to be good going into a big travel weekend knowing we don't weather you don't have to worry about, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one less thing to prepare for. And, you know, with the big holiday weekend, they're talking about record number of travel. I think like another 1 point some million more people on the road. It's like 71 to 72 million people traveling. So when you think about that, it's going to be a lot of people out there. So we just want to make sure that we do it safely and prepare for that trip.
Absolutely. And in preparation, what are some of the things that people kind of need to keep in mind safety-wise as we're getting ready to head out in our vehicles?
Yeah, that's a great question, because honestly, the trip starts before you even get in the car, right? We got to get some rest. We got to get some sleep. And then, of course, we got to pack all the great things. If we're traveling, we're probably going someplace. We're taking food. We're taking things to family. And so the other thing is, after we get sleep ourselves and prepare ourselves, then it's the car. You know, so many times I deal with people, they're stranded on the side of the road. And being broke down on the side of the road not only can just ruin your holiday, it can also be very dangerous, because we all know that people are out there distracted. They're not paying attention, that they veer off to the side of the road and you're sitting there. Bad things happen to good people. So we really need to just kind of prepare ourselves, prepare our vehicle. And once we hit the road, we really need to be heads up. We need to be switch on. And really pay attention to what's going on. I know that's tough when we're out there going a long trip and we can get bored sometimes, but
I think one of the hard things about traveling is staying in contact, letting people know that you're coming, but at the same time, realizing that telephone, as important as it is also a major distraction. Mm. How do you balance those out?
You know, that's a great question as well, because what I see it as this, I would always tell you to travel with a charged cell phone or have a charging cord in your car, because if you do break down, that is our lifeline to getting the police there, getting me to show up, you know, stuff like that. So having that phone in your car is paramount. However, then we have to put a stop on putting it in our hand, looking at things, Googling this, doing that. You know, I would say, like you brought up about going to see family and staying in contact, that's great. If you're going to be late, we get a lot of phone calls into our 911 center about people that say, hey, has anyone been in a crash? Do you know this name? And again, because someone stops off, they stop at a rest area and they fall asleep, taking a little nap, or they go see some other friends on the way to see these people, go shopping last minute. You know, if you are going to do stuff like that, just let your family and friends know that, hey, I'm running 3 hours late here, you know? So, and if you run late, just go ahead and be late, because trying to make it up on the road, speeding, you know, we get a lot of crashes anymore from people driving excessive speeds. And when you go faster and you crash faster, worse things happen. So
sometimes when we're on a long road trip, my kids will get kind of whiny of like, you know, you want to stretch out in the car, you maybe want to take a nap, and that seatbelt, you know, digs in and like, oh, I'm just uncomfortable, and they maybe want to take that seatbelt off. What would you say to them, Trooper Bob?
100% no. So yeah, we do want to get in that back seat and stretch out. And I see that teenagers do that a lot in cars. And even adults that just don't put it on in the back seat. You know, that seatbelt is the number one thing that's going to save your life if you're ever involved in that crash. And if it's not on, you don't have time to call a timeout or stop things and put it on, it's got to be there first. You know, maybe a little uncomfortable to have it on when you're sleeping, but just keep it on because that's what allows you to wake up and go have fun when you're done. So
I tell you what, rideshare has actually trained me to put a seatbelt on in the back seat. I used to be horrible at it, but getting into an Uber or a taxi now, it's like you get rated on it by the driver, and I want to have a high score, a star score.
You want to win.
I want to win.
You want to be a winner.
I want to win the back seat. Our guest this morning from the Iowa State Patrol is Trooper Bob. So I mentioned we don't have winter weather per se to deal with, but that is right around the corner. As we're making that transition, maybe after this weekend going into the holidays, what are some things that we need to keep in mind? I'm thinking specifically, I just put an ice scraper in the car maybe last week. What else can we be doing to get ready now for winter weather that's going to be here probably before we know it?
Well, I'll put you in first place because you're the first person I've heard that's put an ice scraper in their car already.
Yay!
Even though
I'm probably
right there with you. Yeah. So, you know, it is that time of year. We got to get that stuff in the car. And I would say put it in there now, even if you're going a long trip. You know, extra coat, extra blanket, extra gloves, stuff like that are so important. You know, people don't think about jumper cables or a flashlight, stuff like that, and even some snacks. So I would get all that stuff in there because if you do break down, it's not that we don't want to get there immediately, but a lot of times in snowstorms, as we're going to see in Iowa, you always do every winter, hopefully not till about like February, but it's one of those things that we may have 40 cars in the ditch out there that we need to help. And we prioritize. If one's in a crash, someone's injured, we're going there first, and you may be sitting a little while. It's not because we want that to happen, and we just don't have enough people. So, get that stuff in your car. Get it in there sooner than later. Make sure your car is ready for winter. That also involves, you know, tires. No one likes to buy tires. Maybe you guys do, but they're expensive. It's something that's just on there, right? It's like a new washer and dryer. I don't get excited about that either. Mm-hmm. So, just get that stuff on there. Windshield wipers are huge. You know, you've got to be able to see, hence the ice scraper you just talked about. So, yeah, get that stuff in your car. Get it ready for winter. Being stranded out there when it's cold can actually be life-threatening.
Okay, Trooper Bob, you know the most about safety with our vehicles, but I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you about side dishes for Thanksgiving. Your number one, the one that's got to go on the plate. What is it, sir?
Well, things about Trooper Conrad you don't know, I like to eat. So, yeah, that's good. Side dishes. For side dishes for me, I'm a traditional stuffing guy.
Yes.
I got to have my stuffing. It's the farm boy in me, maybe. But I will tell you, the banana bread. I mean, that's a dessert. Yeah, it doesn't qualify,
bread.
But I'm all over that.
You guys have banana bread for dessert.
I know. It's a family thing. And it's just one of those things that we've always had a tradition of having that. I know it's a non-traditional. You'd think pumpkin or you'd think, you know, something like that. But the stuffed cranberries, of course, green bean casserole is always on the table, right? So with the onions,
that.
You got to have the dried onions on there. So.
Of course.
Yes. That's Trooper Bob from the Iowa State Patrol taking a little time out of his day off today to join us on the Morning Scramble. Happy holidays and safe travels to everybody listening. And thank you so much for what you do, Trooper Bob.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Take care.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Here we go, band. One last time. Are you ready?
All right.
I got to get to grandma's house, they say. Announcer's name, sir. Are you ready?
You bet.
All right. It's time for some turkey, Herky.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. Under the baton of director of bands, Danson, John, Philip, Sousa, Hansen.
No. Yeah.
Ooh, with musical director Greg Young. The Z102.9 marching band says, rip off the foil and let's have some marching band leftovers. Oh, band, we've made it to the end of another great season. 14 weeks of college football, 11 shows, a fourth string quarterback starting in Iowa City, and still one member of the band who keeps fake playing each Friday. Don't deny it, trumpet player Andy. What a year it's been. We had a marching cello try to help us sell us a birdhouse. We introduced the world to Summer Ween and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's hard to pick our favorite shows and moments. Who are we kidding? There are only two or three that rise to the top. Like when we saluted all the people in our neighborhood.
One, two, ready, go.
one time we used less words to get Ben on vacation faster. Ben, play faster. Ben, enjoy cold cruise in Alaska. Time of essence. Faster, Ben, faster. It was Final Countdown. 'Final Football Friday leftover was just from a few weeks ago when Iowa made their first conference trip to UCLA. In fact, to remember that moment, we bring back Susan and Stuart and ask them, what are you doing here?
Hey, thanks, announcer's name. God, it's good to be back. It's like catching a big wave at Big Sur.
Yeah, like staring at the tall sequoias at Kings Canyon National Park.
And while those, along with a sparkling rosé from Napa, are the true beauty of California, sadly, Hawkeye fans won't enjoy them.
No, because it seems like Iowa is likely headed to Florida for another bowl game.
Yeah, the ReliQuest Bowl in Tampa.
What's a ReliQuest?
I have no idea, but it's pretty easy to get to. You take I-80 to I-74 to I-65 to I-24, then that takes you from Iowa to Illinois through Indiana into Kentucky, then you get to southern Tennessee, then take I-75 all the way to Tampa.
Stuart, you fool! That'll take more than 20 hours. Everyone knows you can save time by taking the Avenue of the Saints through Tannable. Once you get to St. Louis, you turn at the Arch, you take I-64 and I-57, and then the I-24 to Chattanooga, and then you drive through Georgia, and then you're in Tampa. You'll save an entire hour.
Either way, it sounds like a mighty fine trip to me.
Announcer's name? What are you doing here?
Just letting you all know that I'll gladly drive. Just hand me the keys and let's hit the road, Jack. 2, 3, 4. to Z102.9 Marching Band. This is announcer's name saying happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the second half and go Hawkeyes.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
All right, we're fired up. We're ready to go. We are ready for the final regular season game, but we need a little bit of knowledge, a little insider knowledge. So we turn to our Hawkeye insider because he's inside this building. Todd Brommelkamp, 1600 ESPN. Good morning, sir.
Are we ready to go or are we H-O-T-T-O-G-O?
A little bit of both.
I just, that's about as,
to go.
That's about as close to being hip as I'll ever get.
No, it was great. And
I
by the way,
that.
It's a hot dish Wednesday at work because we got crock pots all bubbling in the background right now.
It's going to be so good.
Once our show's so in this good. Morning, I'll meet you at the grazing table.
Yeah.
But between then and now, we got the win at Maryland. Now it is Iowa-Nebraska Friday night under the lights. A blackout game, by the way, according to the university. 6:30 NBC kickoff. Todd, what's the vibe in Iowa City?
The vibe from the team is that they're ready to go, and they got one last game at Kinnick Stadium, and it's always a special feeling, especially for the seniors, some of whom went through senior day last year. Nick Jackson's going through his third. He went through one at Virginia, and now this is his second here. So it's kind of sort of a happy time and a sad time for a lot of the guys because this is the last time that they get to go through it, and it'll be freezing cold out there, a night game, and you've got a rivalry trophy on the line, and you're essentially playing for, I think, a trip to Tampa for the ReliaQuest Bowl, which used to be the Outback Bowl. As long as they win, that probably solidifies that bowl trip for them. So there's, in theory, a lot on the line.
So let's just quickly talk the next game, and then we'll talk this game. So I've seen Duke Mayo. I've seen maybe one Music City. I think Pinstripes off the table, but it seems like everybody thinks it's probably Tampa.
Yeah, if they win, I think the key is you've got four Big Ten teams going to the college football playoff, at least from the looks of it. This week, Indiana's hanging in there in the top 12. They finish with Purdue, which is the worst team in the league, so they should win that game. You got four Big Ten teams going to the college football playoff, and then after that, Illinois is probably going to the Citrus Bowl. Iowa's been there two of the last 3 years. So Illinois goes to Orlando, and then the next bowl game is Tampa. And the Hawkeyes, even though I think some fans would tell you, well, we're tired of going to Tampa, it's been, 2018, I think, was their last trip there. So it's been long enough. It's still a great bowl game, SEC matchup. If they were to lose to Nebraska, that's where things get a little odd because there are a lot of teams that are clustered there in that sort of middle of the pack.
What do we know about who is playing and who's not playing? Now, I am not a Hawkeye insider. You are, Todd. But I did see a letter from our quarterback, Cade McNamara, saying he intended to play this game. And I have heard that he's not on the depth chart.
There was a lot of confusion last week. Kirk Ferentz on Tuesday had said that Cade was cleared to play. The depth chart had him listed as the starter. Well, it turned out that he was cleared to return to practice, and then he had a setback. And so it was a really bizarre week last week. You wind up with Jackson Stratton as the starter, who was fourth, fifth string, coming into the season, a guy who had only been on campus for about 6 months. He's listed as the starter for the Nebraska game with Marco Linnaeus as the backup. So, and it's sort of a disappointing and sad ending for Cade McNamara, who never really got what he was hoping out of the Iowa experience. And I don't think Iowa fans got what they were hoping out of the Cade McNamara experience.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Disappointing all around. And you've got a guy that was at Colorado State briefly that doesn't have a whole lot of experience, but certainly looks like he's got a big arm, and they call him Shaggy because he looks like the Scooby-Doo character. So how can you not like that?
I love all of that. And I'm hoping...
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
Right? Yeah, as long as there's no zoinks on Friday, I think Iowa will be all right.
Yeah, please.
Well, he's in the friendly confines, right, of Kinnick Stadium, so should feel a little bit more comfortable, maybe fewer deep balls, or I should say more deep balls. I like to see more of passing. But let's talk passing for a second from a Nebraska standpoint. One of our defensive backs also sitting this one out, in fact, said he's just going to take the rest of the season off because he's getting ready for the NFL draft.
Yeah, Jamari Harris sounds like an injury situation that just allowed him to make that transition into focusing on the draft, and he'll probably go through the senior day ceremonies. And a really great kid, was just chatting with him last Tuesday everything was business as usual. So I think the injury happened after Tuesday. But kid who grew up on the south side of Chicago was talking about the hour and a half commute out to the suburbs to go to school. Talked about growing up and seeing things that most kids have never seen in their life. But just a really great story, and kind of sad to see his Hawkeye career end the way that it is right now, too. So on the defensive, in the defensive backfield, which has been a little bit of an issue for them this year, there are maybe some areas where Nebraska can exploit. It's so cold on Friday. I don't know how either team's going to throw the ball a ton. And you add into the fact Nebraska changed offensive coordinators a couple weeks ago, and Dana Holgorsen, who's from Davenport, is the new offensive coordinator there. So I was talking to the guys on Tuesday, can you even look at really what Nebraska's done earlier this year? Because the new guy has only been calling plays for about a week or so. So some of the schemes are going to be similar. I don't know what to expect from this Nebraska team. They became bowl eligible last week, so they kind of come in with house money. They're not playing with a ton of pressure. And they've been talking this week about last year's game, which Iowa won 13-10.
Yep.
And as the teams were leaving the field, apparently some of the Iowa players were telling the Nebraska players, hey, Merry Christmas, enjoy the holidays, stuff like that. So they've got motivation to come in here.
What's
and,
wrong with that?
And
Sorry?
Try to...
Is that not... What?
Because they didn't go to a bowl
they
game.
They didn't go to a bowl game.
That's rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
Have fun hanging out at home for the holidays.
Oh.
You got to go all the way back to 2017 to find a game in the series that has been decided by more than one score.
It's polite, Claire, if we're at Lindale and we say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I got it.
But if you're opposing teams and one's
just
going home.
13-10. And you're not going to a bowl game. It's not very nice to wish somebody Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
I'm up to speed now.
Yeah, I didn't know if Nebraska had such an emotional victory over Wisconsin in getting that bowl bid, or at least being eligible, that this could be one of those trap or hangover. I forget what term you use, but that's a better analogy. It's house money. They're kind of just, they're playing for whatever they want to play for, right? And they're also a little chippy. So that could make for an interesting cold Friday night.
They had lost four straight prior to last week against Wisconsin, and their 44-25 was the final score. That was their best scoring output in 41 games.
Wow.
So kind of an offensive explosion there. Now, Wisconsin's really bad. We saw them at Kinnick Stadium a little over a month ago, so I don't know how much you read into that. But would Iowa have preferred Nebraska was coming in on a five-game losing streak? Probably.
Yeah.
Now it feels like maybe they got a little bit of momentum on their side. But again, this is just one of those series that they're very close. You get to this point in the season, everything's sort of baked in. I was talking, I think it was Jay Higgins on Tuesday that said, we are who we are and they are who they are and nothing changes in week 12.
We're so far
down the railroad track that there's no going back to the station at that point.
Well, given who they are and who we are, what's your hot toddy hot take?
Well, I'm going with another one score game here. Ooh. And I think I know people aren't too excited about the way that the season played out. And I thought, what's a better way to cap off a really sort of lackluster season than a disappointing loss at home to Nebraska? But I just couldn't convince myself of it. I think Caleb Johnson is going to be enough to carry Iowa to the victory. I think they're going to try to run the ball as much as they can, as long as they don't turn the ball over. I think they win 17-14, but I think it's going to be another one-score game, and when it's a one-score game, anything can happen.
How about the podcast and all the fun as you guys get ready for Friday?
Yeah, so the podcast thing is interesting because it's going to be live this afternoon. We decided as quickly we're doing it Wednesday this week because Wednesdays are Friday, I don't even know what day of the week it is.
I know.
Right now. It sort of feels like a Tuesday to me, but that's beside the point. We're doing the podcast. It's going to go live on Wednesday afternoon as quickly as it's edited, and that way if people are in their cars going to Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving they get tired of the relatives and they want to do something, they want to go take their mind off it. So 1600 ESPN Facebook page, wherever you get your podcasts, before the boom, we like to call it the penultimate version because we will do one before the bowl game.
There it is.
I look forward to toning out my relatives and tuning in of the podcast. Thanks so much, Todd Brown, our Hawkeye insider, because you're inside our building. Thanks so much, Todd.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102. 102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.